Welcome to the Medicine Human Podcast, where we grow, hydrate, purify, and heal ourselves on all levels through compassionate and conscious conversations as we together ride this wave of humanity awakening. I am Ivy Rose, and I share these medicinal, cozy conversations from the perspective of a medicine woman, colon hydrotherapist, and living medical-grade water steward. I wish to help you become the medicine that you seek in your body and life, and that you will leave each of these episodes differently than you came. So let us sow the seeds of our inner and outer transformation together as we anchor and flow into our highest timeline. And so it is. Aho.
Hello, hello, hello. Hello, hello, hello. I am going to dive right in, even if nobody's here with me yet, because these daily videos, these are daily classes that are going to end up being really good. Hey, Kimberly, you know I am at it making the live little classes right now. So hello, everybody, for whoever is going to join me live right now or whoever is going to be on the replay. My plan, what I am doing, is doing daily live classes to help all of us self-heal in the way that this world, this matrix, has totally fucked up our bodies from all angles. And in order for us to get into the next stage of humanity, it does require that we learn how to cleanse out and heal these bodies, because these bodies are the vehicle of soul. And when these bodies are not well, that has multidimensional effects on us on all layers of ourselves. So today I want to announce that I will be having these little classes on a daily basis. So come to my account every day at some point, check in whether you want to get into this class live with me or utilize the replay as a resource to you if I'm talking about anything that is relative to you. Most days, I'm going to be talking about things that are relative to you, though, because we all have inflammatory ways that we are suffering that are completely unnecessary, that us healing it, we all take the same steps. Although our symptoms look different, our ailments, our like where in the body we have problems, this looks different for all of us, but healing is the same for all of us. So I'm gonna be on here every day teaching you guys for free how to heal your bodies. Hello, everybody. So I've been doing this for a long time so that everybody knows who I am. Hello, I am Ivy. I know I got a lot of people here. I'm a colon hydrotherapist of over 10 years. I am a yoga teacher, an iridologist, a holistic nutritionist. I do a lot of different stuff. But what I primarily do is teach people how to clean the junk out of the trunk, if you will. By junk, I mean the average 5 to 25 pounds of old fecal matter that literally all of us have inside of us. And that, stuck in our guts, rotting all the time at body temperature, ends up hosting a lot of really, really harmful bacteria. Bacteria that cause pathogens, that can cause cancers, that can cause diseases. We're talking parasites, we're talking yeast, we're talking a whole bunch of bad shit that occupies itself in the gut. If you want to know more about this stuff, you can go to our podcast, Inspired Sovereignty Radio. You can go to our website, inspiredsovereignty.com. We got so many free resources, so many free conversations, all of the stuff that you can learn, okay? So I also grew up chronically constipated and chronically covered in hives. So I've been through the worst of the medical system in many ways for many years. And I've learned firsthand how to reverse disease symptoms that have been caused by the medical system. Because a lot of doctors, pharmacists, nurses, and everybody, unfortunately, do not do their due diligence. And that can very often leave us in crazy situations. Hello, everybody. So for everybody just jumping on, I'm doing daily live little classes teaching us how to self-heal our bodies, because we all have healing to do. You can also check out our website that Kimberly, Inspired Love Junkie, just put into the comments. We've got so many free healing resources. Go to the section of our website called Cleanse, okay? So daily classes coming up. Please tune in. What today is, because I only have about 15-20 minutes here, but I wanted to pop in because I'm going to pop in and go live every day. So is Kimberly, because we're stretching ourselves, we're growing ourselves. I invite whoever to do the same if you know is going to be a helpful thing for you. But what I want to talk about today is topical steroid withdrawal, topical steroid addiction. This is something that I've been going through most of my life. Doctors never understood it, even though it was caused by the very cream that they repeatedly prescribed me. But, you know, my whole life has basically been as a sick person because I've been in a constant, what they call idiopathic reaction to a pharmaceutical drug, which means that the consequence of taking the drug is far worse than what the problem was and how bad the problem was that you were initially suffering from. So why I want to really quickly talk about this though, is because I have kind of like hid my own suffering with this, because it is the ugliest, most, like, it's one of the most horrific ways to suffer from a pharmaceutical. And it takes years on end without a day off, without a minute off from it. So it's a really freaking crazy situation. I know I look pretty normal right now, and today I'm doing good. I'm 3 years working myself out of this. But why I want to talk with you guys about it right now is because I know that a lot of adults and a lot of children and a lot of everybody are using topical steroids on their skin. They're using different strengths of hydrocortisone creams. The steroid creams, they have a bunch of different names. You can have them prescribed to you. You can have them given to you over the counter. You can purchase them at Walmart. You can purchase them at any drugstore. They can be in the form of a salve or an ointment or a cream. There's a lot of different ways that cortisone or steroids can be topically applied to the body. I want to talk about this because I am recognizing that a whole bunch of people are using steroids. They get prescribed for so many different reasons, from just itchiness to dermatitis to eczema, psoriasis, poison ivy, like just, you know, allergic things. Like, they get prescribed for so many reasons, but they are so addictive to the body. And this is so serious. And so now, as I'm talking to more adults who they're using topical steroids again and again and again for their little rashes, for whatever it is that's going on in their body, and they are starting to see the cycle that they think is eczema, but it's very likely the cycle that is actually topical steroid addiction and topical steroid withdrawal. So I'm learning right now that there's a bunch of people that I'm aware of that are actually in probably the beginning stages of going through like a challenging situation with topical steroid withdrawal, addiction and withdrawal, like I have just been through and like so many others are going through. So I just want to talk about the signs and symptoms that you might see with this, okay? So that how you can tell if it's like literally your rashes are getting worse, or maybe you're getting into a cycle of topical steroid withdrawal, okay? So how it often goes is that you're applying your topical steroids, and this could be for your child, this could be for anybody, this could be for yourself, like any age, it doesn't matter. So don't prejudge any situations on this, okay? So if you start seeing that your rashes or whatever you're using the topical steroids for, if they are going in cycles, so it's like you utilize the steroid cream or ointment for a couple days, things chill out, couple days later, or like a week or two later, things erupt again. Maybe the rash is moving to different areas of your body. Maybe the rash is even growing in surface area size. These are all things that are not typically of eczema, but actually of a growing topical steroid addiction, okay? So signs and symptoms are that the rashes come in cycles, where you get the rash, you utilize the creams or ointments, rash kind of chills out, comes back, do it again. And so maybe the rash comes back in the same spot. Maybe the rash comes back somewhere else. Maybe the rash comes back larger. These are all symptoms, okay? Another symptom is that the rash now becomes kind of oozy, kind of pussy. Like the rash often comes in like little bumps. If you scratch them, they open up and they weep. So they often will weep and it'll just be like really, really wet. Like it doesn't scab properly, like wet, just wet, raw skin that weeps and weeps and weeps. And it weeps this clear liquid that it's like, it's got a little bit of like a yellow or an orange hint in it. And it's got a little bit of a funky smell, like not bad funk, but just weird funk, creepy funk. That is plasma from your blood. That is generally like extracellular fluid and plasma from your blood coming out of your skin, coming out of your skin, wherever it is that this is happening. So these are signs and symptoms that we actually have a dependency growing and an addiction growing. And so especially if it goes in cycles, often the rashes, when we're going into the realm of topical steroid addiction and withdrawal, often these rashes will be on our neck in areas with like a lot of blood flow. So on our neck, sometimes around our mouth, around our eyes, on our foreheads, in our temples, here like on our cheeks, by our ears, and like literally our ears, breasts, chest, collarbones, oftentimes like on the arms, of course, the inside of the elbows, the insides of the knees, all over the torso, like all over the belly, the abdomen is, and back is very common as well. And often on your hands, on your arms, we'll get what is called red sleeves, where it's like, it's literally a, like, it looks like you have a sleeve of rash going up your arm that cuts off right at the wrist. I don't know how much you guys can tell, but this is like my weird still healing arm skin that it cuts off at the wrist. And then normally you're totally fine on your palm, but it'll look like you have rashy sleeves. So if you are having any of these symptoms, and especially just the cyclical rashes, and then the rashes that start to weep, these are all signs that you really want to explore this idea of topical steroid addiction and withdrawal. Okay, so when we become addicted to steroids, it atrophies our skin, right? So your skin is your largest organ. It's the primary immune defense system for your body, right? Because things ideally aren't supposed to be able to come through our skin. Skin is a defense mechanism. God, there's so much to talk about this. I'm just trying to keep us really, really succinct. But the skin organ basically atrophies. The collagen breaks down. Generally, the fat in the skin, the fat becomes totally depleted. You know, like that's why my face is really skinny. I've got all of this weird kind of crepey skin that's really delicate and it's really fragile and it's just really weird thin. But it's because I have a topical addicted face or a topical steroid addicted face, and it just completely screws up the organ, like the skin organ as an organ, and it takes a very, 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 very long time to heal. So we end up getting a whole bunch of different effects when we're having the steroids in the body. So our skin organ becomes like atrophied, it gets depleted. Oftentimes we even lose muscle mass underneath the skin, as well as, like I said, the skin texture, the skin structure, the internal structure in the dermis and the epidermis gets totally screwed up, totally just broken down, and then we end up getting thick, swelling skin. So we often, you're so welcome for this. And I know like this isn't probably a topic that most people want to talk about, but this is so applicable to a lot of us. Like so many of us adults, like I didn't realize how extensive it was that people were using steroids, but I just talked to an amazing woman in her 60s today, and she's been putting it inside of her ears every day for years because of an itch. And it's like now she's experiencing the topical steroid addiction and withdrawal symptoms that, again, take years for the body to heal from. Hey, tinfoil hat. She's experiencing that now in her ears. And so when we stop putting the steroids in the ears, we don't know if we're going to start going through the full body experience of topical steroid addiction and withdrawal like it does for many of us for years. So even if you just hashtag TSW, you're going to find, for some reason, a whole bunch of bike photos. I don't know what TSW has to do with bikes or what that means in the biking world, but you're going to find a whole bunch of horrific photos of humans that are going through what is truly unimaginable, you know, and like, all the doctors, I've been to dozens and dozens of doctors over my lifespan. I've been to hospitals. I've been to everything. And like, I've been to the specialists. I've been to the dermatologist. And that like nobody, not a single professional could be like, you've been on steroids for a long time. We have a big problem here. You're having a reaction to steroids. How can it take 25 years of practitioners and nobody can think of that? How can, you know, it's called a differential diagnosis. It's like when somebody comes presenting with what problem you think it is, it's like you're going to look at all angles to make sure that you know what the actual problem is before you treat anything. You need to look at all of the possible scenarios and then you need to, you know, eliminate them as you go further into figuring out how to diagnose somebody. So this is all like really simple shit. And if nobody did their due diligence with me, like, of course it isn't happening with other people as well. So we get so many different symptoms when we're going through topical steroid addiction and withdrawal, right? So I just talked about how the skin as an organ completely atrophies in different areas of the body. The skin becomes very, very thick because we have swelling in the deeper layers of the skin. So your arms and legs, we often call it elephant skin. And it's where, like, I used to take my arm and I would push up on my skin. And you can kind of see, like, there's kind of some wrinkles, but what it used to look like would be like big fat wrinkles. Like my arm skin and my leg skin and everything would be so thick that it kind of looked like the Michelin man, because it's like the deeper layers of the skin are like deeply swollen. So let me tell you a little bit more about how topical steroid addiction and withdrawal works. It's so stupid. Steroids like this should not even be allowed to be applied to the skin, because when we're applying these steroids to the skin, we are bypassing finding the actual root of the problem. The steroids just suppress stuff. It suppresses stuff. It's not finding the root. Okay, so when we're having the steroids in the body, it's doing what I just said to the skin. But then what's happening is, like, you've got all of your capillaries in your skin organ, okay? So your capillaries are the really, really, really tiny, skinny little blood vessels that are everywhere. And that's what takes blood that's full of oxygen and nourishment from your digestive tract and your lungs to all of your cells. So all of these little capillaries are the tiniest of blood vessels, okay? And so what happens is that you put the steroids on your skin again and again and again, and then the redness and the rash starts to dissipate because the steroids go in to the skin and they go to those capillaries and they tell the capillaries to tighten up, tighten up, tighten up, tighten up. And the capillaries all constrict. They constrict, and then the redness of the skin starts to go away and the rash starts to go away, because we're literally just telling all of the capillaries to, like, halt the blood flow. Don't bring so much blood to that area, right? Because blood to that area, the body's trying to heal something. So then we're putting steroids on top of it and medicating our entire nervous system while we do this. And we're shutting down the capillaries. We're telling them to constrict, 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 constrict. Okay. And then when we stop the steroids, then the capillaries can finally be like, oh, holy fuck, they can relax a little bit. Then the rash starts to come back because that capillary is no longer constricted. And not only that, but now the capillary has been constricted and constricted so much from these topical steroids that now the capillary is having a hard time constricting at all. So the rash comes back, and then we put steroids on it, and the steroids don't work as well this time. You know, or the rash just keeps coming back and again, and now it's getting bigger. So the steroids aren't having the same possibly lasting or quick effect as they used to. Okay, so this shows that we are growing dependence on it. And so basically, right, we've put steroids on ourselves so many times. I used to literally put the steroid ointment, the most potent stuff, everywhere. Like, you can get glaucoma from doing this. You can get so much crazy stuff in your body happen from this. So, where was I going with that? I don't even have notes. I'm just riffing with you guys. Okay, so after steroids and steroids and steroids and steroids, then what happens is that your capillaries are basically, like, they're blowing out. Like, they aren't even able to constrict anymore. Instead, the capillaries are just loose and they're lazy. So picture, like, the walls of a blood vessel, if you can picture that. And suddenly the walls, they're just loose. They're slack. You know, they become more permeable now because we've steroided them repeatedly so much where we're unnaturally forcing them to do something. And now they're just like, we can't do it anymore. So the capillaries now become very loose, very permeable. So what happens, this is how we get the swollen, thick skin that oozes, is that that blood vessel, your capillary, is now just leaky. So what it's going to do, it's going to start leaking blood plasma out of the capillary walls into the surrounding tissues, right? So capillaries, they're the tiny little blood networks that go everywhere. They're really the skinniest ones. So suddenly all of those skinny little blood networks that are everywhere, those vascular networks, now they're all just leaking. They're all just, the capillaries are giving out and they're just leaking plasma from your blood into the surrounding tissues. The surrounding tissues that shouldn't have that degree of fluid being just leaked into them. So I often reference the weather here in Tennessee. And so, for instance, like, the weather here in Tennessee, when it rains and rains and rains. Hi, Chris. Thank you for joining me. We're talking about topical steroid withdrawal in adults. Well, I mean, in anybody right now. Oh, and also, you can just use steroids topically for 1 week, and that is enough to get your body fully addicted in 1 week, which is insane. Or you can be on them for years like I was, okay? So, like, when it rains a whole bunch, when it rains for days in Tennessee, the ground becomes so saturated with water that the ground, you know, it's normally grass and then compacted dirt. It becomes so mushy that it's like your foot can just kind of like sink into the dirt and stuff just breaks up. So when the skin now is getting filled with all of this extracellular fluid and the plasma from your blood, now the skin is just so saturated that it breaks down the tissue, like the tissue. Hey, everybody. So the skin becomes so saturated, and then that is what starts the skin from, or that's what starts the process of the skin losing its internal integrity, its structural integrity. So the skin becomes so swollen with extracellular fluid that it has to then leak out of the body. So then we get these rashes, and especially, like I said, over top of big blood vessel areas. So like especially neck, collarbones, face, groin, arms, wrists, these areas that we have a lot of blood flow near the surface of the skin. These are the areas that are worse affected because of what I just shared about how the capillaries get loose and weepy. Okay. What else do I need to tell you with this? Yeah. So what ends up happening is that the skin swells, and then the skin needs to somehow eliminate all of this moisture or all of this fluid. So then the fluid rises to the top of the skin, and the skin just kind of like breaks apart. And like, just literally, like, I thought when I was going through this, I thought I had cancer because nobody could figure it out, right? Nobody could figure it out. I was going to go get my lymph nodes in my groin removed. I moved my surgery back two different times because I didn't trust them, you know, because like if they take out a lymph node and they do it wrong, I could have lymphatic fluid dripping into my leg forevermore. And I could have a club leg for the rest of my life. And as soon as I read that, I was like, no, I'll just take my chances. And I ran away to Vancouver Island and I lived off the land in nature and I started healing. Okay. So with these capillaries, like as our skin gets swollen and leaks and leaks and leaks, then all of this stuff is like, it just oozes out of your body. It's plasma. It smells creepy. Like it's not a bad smell, but it's eerie. It's eerie. It's creepy. It feels really disgusting. And then after that, then the swelling in the skin goes down, and then the skin gets really, really crispy. Like if you go back to one of my last posts, my TSW post, you can go through and you can see the cycle of this happening on my arms, where then the skin just crisps up and then it all starts just flaking off in huge flakes. And then as soon as that happens, like the next day, the skin starts swelling up again because the capillaries are leaking again. So the skin fills with fluid, then the skin has to leak all the fluid out, and then it crisps up, and then it falls off, and then it starts swelling again, and then it leaks out of the skin, and then it crisps up, and then it falls off. And you're literally in this cycle again and 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 again until TSW runs its course. So for me, 3 years into it, now that really crazy cycle, it's less extreme. And it used to be about a 3 to 5 day cycle of like just going through it and going through it and going through it and going through it. And now it's for me more of maybe a 10 to 15 day cycle. So as time slowly goes on after you stop using the steroids, it's like the cycle just keeps turning. At least this is what the cycle is for me. And what I'm saying, it's similar for a lot of people, but it's different for everybody. So the cycle just keeps going and going and going, but it kind of slows down and it gets less intense as you go and kind of like less surface area. So now at 3 years in, life is a lot more manageable. There's still really bad days, but they're fewer and further between, which is amazing. What else is important for me to tell you with that? So this can affect you, of course, all over your body. It's really hard. So we talked about how it affects the skin. We talked about how it affects the nervous system. We talked about the skin and the capillaries and the vascular system. So now let's talk about our nervous system. So steroids suppress our entire nervous system. So you have this hypothalamus and adrenal axis. So I was just pointing at my brain because your hypothalamus is in your brain. Your hypothalamus regulates a whole bunch of the processes in your body. And then your adrenal glands, you know that that's what produces your fight or flight. That's what produces your cortisol, your epinephrine, and your norepinephrine. So your adrenal glands are super, super little, precious little glands on the back of your kidneys. They're super, super, super important. And so when we're on the steroids, it totally kiboshes this link between your hypothalamus and your adrenals. So you get really anxious, you can't sleep, you can't regulate your body temperature, but like you get crazy anxious and depressed also. Like you get PTSD from going through topical steroid withdrawal. And like one of the side effects of topical steroid withdrawal is actually psychosis. So we have to understand that for all those of us who are going through this, or for those of us that are using steroids still, and we want to get off the steroids, and then we want to somehow protect ourselves from going through this process if it's possible. It's really important that we have emotional support. It's really important that we have spiritual support. It's really important that we have support for our mental health, because going through this process is very, very dark, because there's not a day off. There's nothing that you can take to make it easier. I mean, some people take immune suppressing drugs, going through topical steroid withdrawal to hopefully stay, like, to make it not so bad. I wasn't a person that chose to do that, though, because I mean, if taking drugs got me into this place, I don't trust them that taking drugs are going to somehow make this a bit better and then make it more okay later. You know, for the people that are on, I think it's called like Dupexent, something like that. But for folks that are taking something like that, like what my concern is that, okay, so when you're done the immune suppressing drug, then what? How do I know that my body, hey Eric, how do I know that my body is not going to go through this crazy, crazy reaction again? You know, so that's why I'm just doing it all natural, all holistic. 3 years through it, I'm feeling okay. I thought I was going to be out of this like 2 years ago, you know, but it's like, I'm still in it. But the longer that you're eating the shit sandwich in life, sometimes the more wisdom we gain, possibly anyways. So anyways, I hope that this has been useful. Just let me, I got to get into another meeting right now, but I'm just trying to think if there's anything else that's super important. So please, everybody, use this as a replay. Utilize this as a resource. If you know anybody that is using topical steroids, any of your friends, maybe they're using it on their little kids, anybody that's using topical steroids, send them this. Send them this, okay? There's also a website called itsan.org. So I-T-S-A-N, itsan.org. They have incredible support for topical steroid withdrawal, what it's about, how to help yourself. There's also a couple documentaries. One is called Preventable. One of them is called Skin on Fire. And one of them is called Our Prescribed Hell. Okay, so those are three documentaries that have been made within the last couple of years. And now at this point, there are some doctors and practitioners that are aware of this and are helping people. But a lot of the mainstream Western allopathic medical community is still in complete denial that this issue even exists. And really, like, this should be at the forefront of things, because, you know, most drug reactions, even to detox off of heroin, that takes about 12 to 14 days. You know, so it's not fair that I can buy a $3.50 cream from a drugstore and then get myself into a reaction that might take me 4 to supposedly 12 years to get out of. And that's an every single day disability of your largest organ. You know, this is ridiculous. So as much as I am so tired of talking about this subject ever in my life, like I was talking to Luke Jacobsma. I'll take him in here because he's been going through this too. The same timeline as I have. We were talking the other day and it's like, we're miserable being in this. We don't want to talk about it. Like it's not that we don't want to be in service to the community, but when you've been through this, it's like, it's been so hard for so long that I don't want to talk about it. However, now, you know, recognizing that there's a lot of adults that are still using steroids and don't even know that they might have to walk years in the path that I just walked. You know, and that so many people are still walking, and that's so unfortunate. So I guess I'm going to use my voice and try to help people through it, or help people keep people from going through it. So if you know anybody that is dealing with rashes, you know, these are things often that we hide too, because they're not pretty. So if you know anybody that's on steroid cream, getting rashes, getting repeated eczema, things like that, send them this video, send them itsan.org. Get in touch with me, whatever we can do, okay? I've got a couple podcast episodes on Inspired Sovereignty Radio on topical steroid withdrawal. I don't have a whole bunch of content, though, because, again, it sucks, and I got PTSD from it. So if you got questions, put questions in the comments on this video. Share the replay with people, please. And if you are dealing with any type of skin situation, we got to clean out your colon. When your colon is ready, you clean out the liver. You got to start with hydrating yourself, getting your internal plumbing working better, okay? So also, if you go over to my website, inspiredsovereignty.com, go to the cleanse section. Our new Start Here page for people that want to cleanse will be up today, tomorrow at the latest. But we want you to go there so that you can start learning the things for free that you need to heal yourself, okay? Because your skin, one of your major organs of elimination, we need, like, if the skin isn't functioning properly. So if we're dealing with anything from any stage of acne, hives, rashes, boils, anything like that, it lets us know that we've got internal cleaning to do in the body. Okay, so we can't bypass that. Do not bypass finding the actual root cause of your issue. Don't just go for a cream because we're having a hard time getting to what the root is, or it's going to take long to get to the root. Going on the creams, we can be opening up a world of hell in front of us when we're looking for quick fixes for when we're having problems in the body, okay? And the quick fix of using a topical steroid cream can screw you up to a point of like you not wanting to live your life for days on end, and like literally you not being able to do things for a very long time. So if anybody that you know is on topical steroids, please hint to them. No, please just tell them that it's like, that's actually a really, really serious thing that you really got to educate yourself on, because the stakes are high when we're using steroids. It's so much higher than what anybody thinks. Like, you know, and people often to me, they're like, oh, you're so lean. Oh, your muscles. Oh, you're strong. Oh, what do you do for your arms? Cause you look like you work out. Guys, I don't work out. My body's been screwed up by steroids. You know, like my body's been really, really screwed up with steroids. And I think that it screwed up my hormones and everything. So, you know, don't do drugs. Don't do man-made drugs. Disclaimer on everything. Okay. So I wish you guys all the best. I got to hop into another meeting. If you have questions about topical steroid withdrawal, topical steroids, cleaning out your body, comment on this or DM me. Best thing that you can do though to get my attention, because like my inboxes are so full. If you ever want to email me, ivy@inspiredsovereignty.com. I got you. Okay. So I love you, friends. I will see you guys all in tomorrow's lesson. Tomorrow's lesson, we're going to be talking about gut health, cleansing. We're going to talk about healing. So also please comment on these videos if there's topics that you want me to cover, because I want to talk specifically about what this audience is going through. And like, I mean, I've worked with so many people for so long that I can probably guess with extreme accuracy of what you guys are all going on. So I'm going to be going on my assumptions right now, because I know in general the types of issues that people have. But if you got specific things, please comment them or DM me so that I can give you specifically coaching, you know, anonymously, but in a way that it's going to help everybody here. So huge love to you guys. I will see you guys tomorrow.